Thank you very much, and welcome to my presentation, which is titled Effect of Nitrogen Fertilizer on Soil Inorganic End Content, Sugarcane Yield, and Quality Parameters. So sugarcane is a perennial grass of the family Poaceae, which is primarily cultivated for its juice from which sugar is processed. Most of the world's sugarcane is cultivated in subtropical and tropical region. In Louisiana, it is one of the most important row crops, and its contribution to the state is about $3 billion. It is cultivated on about 420,000 acres of land, which is mostly located in the southern part of the state. And average cane yield is between 35 and 40 US tons per acre. So in a state that receives more than 160 centimeters of rain, managing nitrogen fertilizer is always a problem. Different nitrogen sources and mode of application is under study in order to increase or improve nitrogen use efficiency. Urea ammonium nitrate, which is a liquid fertilizer, is the common nitrogen source used in Louisiana sugarcane production. So this project basically aims to evaluate another nitrogen fertilizer source, which is a controlled release fertilizer. And it is a polymer-coated urea. It has a predictable and proven longevity, and its release mechanism is based on moisture and temperature. So the idea is to evaluate and see how best it can also fit into Louisiana sugarcane production. So we set up the objective to assess the effect of nitrogen fertilizer source on sugarcane quality parameters, yield, and soil inorganic end content. And with the quality parameters, we are focusing on breaks, sucrose, and theoretical recoverable sugar. We established the experiment on two different sites. The first site has Commerce Silt Loam as a soil type. We use completely randomized design to allocate 72 plots. And the second site has a sharky clay soil, and we use randomized complete block design to allocate similar number of plots. And let me also say that these soil types represent most of the soils that sugarcane is grown on in Louisiana state. So with our treatment, we had two nitrogen sources: the urea ammonium nitrate, which is the current nitrogen source being used in the state, and we also have the controlled release fertilizer, which is a polymer coated urea. We applied both at a rate of 0, 45, 90, and 135 kgN per hectare, and we also applied muriate of potash as a source of potassium at a rate of 90 kg of K per hectare. We planted our cane using a variety known as the L01299, which is a very popular variety in the state, and we hand applied all the granular fertilizers. We evenly distributed them among the rows of each plot which received this treatment. With our liquid UAN fertilizer, we knife in to the shoulders of each row within the plot which received this treatment. 2 weeks from fertilizer application, we did soil sampling. We took two depths, 0 to 15 centimeters and 15 to 30 centimeters. We also did leaf sampling 4 weeks from fertilizer application. We dried both the soil and the leaves, and we processed for its further analysis. At harvest, we randomly selected 10 canes from each plot. We stripped or cleaned, we shredded, and we analyzed using a spectral cane near infrared system to determine the quality parameters. And at the same time, we also determine the cane tonnage with the help of a combine harvester and a weigh wagon. So for our soil inorganic end content, we use the flow injection analysis system and to determine ammonium nitrate. And we use the spectra cania infrared system to determine the break sucrose and theoretical recoverable sugar, which represent our quality parameters. So I'm going to present to you the results of the first year of this study. On my y-axis, I have millable stocks in tons per acre, and on my x-axis, I have nitrogen rate and nitrogen sources. The green color represents the control release fertilizer, and the red color represents the UAN fertilizer. Let me also say that my x-axis will be the same for the next couple of graphs that I'm about to show you. So here what we can see is at a rate of 45 and 90 kg of N per hectare, looking at the sharky clay soil, we found out that the control release fertilizer had higher values than the UAN fertilizers. And also I would like to say that on average, looking at the common silt loam or comparing the two soil types, we can see that the common silt loam had higher values in terms of millable stocks than the sharky clay soil, attaining values some higher than 48 tons per hectare. My y-axis here, I have the theoretical recoverable sugar. And with this, we didn't see effect with the nitrogen source, but looking at the different soil types, we found out that the common silt loam again did better than the sharky clay soil. I have percentage breaks on my y-axis, and we didn't see a significant difference between the nitrogen source, neither the types of soil that we observed. And percentage sucrose at a rate of 45 kg per hectare in the sharky clay soil, we found out that the control release fertilizer tended to be better than the UAN fertilizer that we used. This is a graph which shows the sugar yield on our y-axis and the N rate on the x-axis. The red colors represent the UAN applied fertilizer, and the blue colors represent the control release fertilizer. The broken lines are the sharky clay soil, and the solid lines represent the common silt loam soil. Here we can observe that at a rate of 45, the control release fertilizer tended to be higher or better than the UAN fertilizer. And we can also see that both the common silt loam of both end sources were higher than the sharky clay soil. This is a graph which is showing theoretical recoverable sugar on our y-axis and N rate on our x-axis. And here the idea is to compare the two different soil types and see which one really did best in terms of the theoretical recoverable sugar. And we can see clearly that the common silt loam soil tended to do better than the sharky clay soil. On my y-axis, I have the soil inorganic N content in pounds per acre, and I have on my x-axis weeks from fertilization. And the blue color is for the controlled release fertilizer, and the red color represents the urea ammonium nitrate. The green here is our control or our check plot. And across the sampling dates, in both soil, we can observe the UAN having higher values, and this tells us how soluble the UAN fertilizer is as compared to the controlled release fertilizer we used. So we can see that across or in both soil types, the UAN tend to have higher values across all the sampling dates that we did. So our objective again was to evaluate the new nitrogen source, which is the controlled release fertilizer, and see how best it will fit into the sugarcane production in Louisiana State. And this is the first year of study, and this is the first year results. We have the second year, we're just about to collect data to reinforce all the data that we have. But to conclude on this very study, for the first year, we found out that at a rate of 45 and 90 kg of N per hectare, yields were higher with the controlled release fertilizer than the UAN treated plots, especially in the shaky clay soil. So this at least gives us an idea that the controlled release fertilizer can be better. But as I said, this is the first year data, so we're still waiting to see what the second year can give us. Controlled release fertilizer also performed better in terms of sugar yield at a rate of 45 kg of N per hectare as compared to UAN. And with TRS and breaks, we didn't see effect with the nitrogen source that we used. But we saw that the soil types, the commerce silt loam, did quite better as compared to the shaky clay soil. And the UAN fertilizer tended to be more soluble as compared to the controlled release fertilizer across the sampling dates that we observed. And with that, I will say thank you to my advisor, Dr. Brenda Tubana, the staff at the LSU Ag Center Research Station, my soil fertility group, ICL Specialty Fertilizer, and I'll be happy to answer any question you have. Thank you.
Yes. What informed the decision to use a CRD design in one location and a randomized complete block design in another location?
Okay, so what happened was the site that we had, the one we used the completely randomized design for the CRD, we didn't have enough space to make it in a block form. So we decided to use the completely randomized design to allocate the plots, which we had the same number of plots, but the field in terms of the width wasn't that enough to apply the randomized complete block design. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The second year of the study, will it be under ratoon crop or will it be replanting?
It will be ratoon.
Would you be expecting the same? What kind of results would you be expecting under ratoon crop?
Well, in the ratoon crop, in terms of yield, we expect to see maybe a bit lower. But in terms of fertilizer response, we expect to see higher in the ratoon crop more than the plant cane. Yes.
Is there a difference in pH between the two soils that you studied?
No. pH for both were around 6.5, so it was quite a good for this study. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I think
on your nitrogen rates, you had, different rates, but then you had potassium for a fixed rate. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But what about phosphorus?
Okay, so in Louisiana, normally sugarcane farmers, they don't apply phosphorus because enough or adequate amount has been found in the soil, which always supports the growth of the cane. So we normally don't consider applying phosphorus in Louisiana. Yes, please.
Did you
band
the UAN?
Yeah.
How was that positioned
compared to where you collected the soil?
Okay, so the soil samples, we also collect the soil samples on the shoulders of each row as we did the placement also. Yeah.
Where was the UAN then?
The UAN, come again?
Band applied the UAN?
Yeah, we band applied the UAN.
Where was that band?
It was on the shoulder, yeah, side, yeah, side band.
Okay, that's all the time we have for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.